Welcome to this Life I Live in Truth podcast, a podcast about living life authentically. Each week, we deliver the best stories from individuals who have decided with intention to live authentic lives. Now here's your host, Jesse Belizaire.
Welcome back to the village. This is your host, Jesse B, for yet another dynamic episode. Our guest tonight, I know I say this all the time, guests, villagers, I say this all the time, but tonight's guest is a special, special treat. We have our guest tonight is a performing arts artist and speaker. A man who is on a mission to spread light and truth to the world. In close connection with his roots, I am humbled to introduce the Liberian native, Brother Putu, aka Phenom. Welcome to the show, Phenom.
Hey, how you doing there, Jesse? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here this evening. It's a pleasure. I'm honored.
Oh my goodness. I'm glad. So before we get started, I like to, you know, play a little game with the people. Are you up for a little game?
Yeah, let's play games.
not let's play games. Are you ready for a game? Yeah, I'm not in the business of playing games.
I know. Just messing around. Yes.
All righty. So I'm going to explain the instructions of the game and then we'll get right into it. So this game is called What Is, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you questions and all of the questions are going to start with what is, right? And so what I want you to do is I want you to answer the questions speedily and as truthfully as possible, right? Some of them you'll already know because they are what they are. You'll know when I say, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what is your middle name?
Puruga.
All right. What is your favorite strange food combo?
Palm butter and cheese.
All right. Is that Liberian? Okay. What is your favorite place? And you could think outside of the box with this one.
Texas.
All righty. I was trying to do it in a Texas accent, but the Texans are gonna be nice. Mad at me. They're gonna be like, that ain't it. Nice. Okay. And lastly, what is your favorite hobby?
Music.
I love it. I think that is a wonderful segue into our time together today. I feel like the audience is a little better acquainted. My villagers are better acquainted to you. With that being said, we're going to go right into the first question for our time together. So I want you to take a few moments to introduce yourself to the people. Let them know who you are and what you're all about.
All right. Well, first of all, again, it's an honor to be here. I want to first give thanks, praises to the Almighty Creator and the heavens above. And thank you, Jesse, for this wonderful podcast. I go by Brother Putu or Puruga Takfor Phenom. I'm actually known as the Liberian American Pan-African. I am an artist, I'm a visionary, I'm a speaker. I'm somebody who lives a life of purpose and service. And I'm what they consider the first generation within my family to grow up in the United States of America. My family's from Liberia, West Africa. And I'm just somebody who tries my best to make a difference in the world. I'm not perfect. I got flaws. I got faults like everybody else. But I think no matter what where you come from or what you've been through in life, there's always room for improvement and influencing others in a great way.
I love it. You know, we all about purpose over here.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Cool. I want to know, because our last question in the speedy game, you talked about your favorite hobby being music. So I want to know, is there a moment where you fell in love with music that you can recall and share with the people? Like, can you recall that particular moment where you fell in love with music, you know?
I mean, I can't really pinpoint an exact moment because music has always been a part of my life. Some of my earliest memories is music being played around in our house, home with African music, reggae, the party, African parties, and it's always been around me. As far as like as a hobby, as far as me, creating music, probably like, 5, 6 years old, playing around with a little keyboard that we had in the house. And it was just something that was a natural attraction to it. Like, I love music. It's just something that was just a part of me for as far as I can remember.
I love it. I would say the same for me. You know, music has always been a part of my upbringing, and it's just, but I think I remember that moment when I fell in love with music, though. Oh man, do you remember Mariah Carey's Fantasy?
Oh yeah.
Video.
Big song.
I think that was when I was like aware. Like wow, you know? And even before that, I would say watching Michael Jackson videos and being like, wow, like
Michael Jackson had to be, yeah. I mean,
I know.
Shit. I think music is, it's so powerful, so ingrained in like almost everybody's life. Anybody who like who grew up in the 80s and 90s, I mean, Michael Jackson, definitely. It was a big inspiration. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Prince fans, please don't come for me. Please don't come for me. MJ all day, every day.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Shout out to Michael Jackson, man. That's definitely one of my, favorite artists of all time, and like some of the earliest artists that I, became familiar with. You know what I mean? But I would say too, like specifically when it comes to hip hop, because my love for hip hop, that's what really kind of really got me deep into the music, creation and everything. And I gotta say, Nas.
Ooh, I love me some Nas.
Yeah.
All I need is one mic. What?
Yeah.
Don't and, let me start hitting you with them bars now.
Uh-oh, bars. Yeah. I'm talking like way before even that, because my brother, my older brother, shout out to Jaws, he really had the Nas bumping and the Wu-Tang and like this is 92, 93, 94. And I really became drawn to, the music and the ability to just kind of create and paint pictures with, words. And, so hip hop really, that's really when I really felt like, music is powerful. I like this, you feel me?
I'm telling you, that's why I'm telling you that song Fantasy by Mariah Carey. I know she's getting a lot of play right now because this is her season right here, Christmas. She owned this holiday.
Yeah.
But when she did the remix with Oh Dirty Bastard, and he goes, Mariah, go back, Black ladies. Let me stop before they not let my thing play. But you know what I'm saying? I was like, what?
Legendary. That was legendary.
Don't mind me. I am so silly tonight. It's not even funny. But cool. Listen, so back to this whole interview that we're doing right here. So you have been very vocal on your platform about staying true to your roots, keeping strong and never giving up. Why has this message been so important for you to convey on your platforms, especially now, given the climate that we're in?
Well, I mean, it's especially important right now because I think right now is like a test. For the last 2 years, it's going on 2-3 years now since the coronavirus has, you know, shook, you know, took the world by storm. A lot of people have lives have changed drastically, and a lot of people, you know, have not known how to cope or deal with, you know, these changes. And so one of the niches that I've found, you know, in this time is to, you know, do something that I've always been, you know, or that I have been doing for a long time already, is, you know, putting giving inspirational messages out there to the people right now to keep on pushing forward through the times now, you know. So it's like we at a time where you're either losing faith or your faith is growing stronger. Mm-hmm. And I try to you know, motivate and encourage people to build their faith in these times, you know. And as far as like prior to the coronavirus, you know what I mean, just in general, I've always kind of like, you know, been somebody who, you know, speak about the things going on in the world and how they affect our lives. And being of, you know, like a Liberian background, and the, you know, the challenges that the Liberian people have gone through within the last, you know, several decades, is there's a certain spirit of resilience and determination that I have, you know, observed within, you know, my people. And and I think that you know, I've grown to see that there are lessons, and there are, you know, that spirit of resilience can be of inspiration to other people out there, to know that no matter what it is that you're going through, you know, there's hope for another day, as long as you got breath in your lungs.
Absolutely. Hope for another day is so important, especially since we are losing people left and right. So having a spirit of gratitude is really what's been helping me to get through. And, you know, I have encouraged my listeners, my followers, to operate in that spirit as well. I thank you so much for your wise counsel. I wanted to know, as an artist, what matters most to you when you are creating? Like, talk to me a little bit about your creative process.
How am I going to make the listener feel, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one aspect of it. And then also, what is it, what do I want to say? What do I want to release from within myself,
what
you know?
What do I want to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do I have to let off my chest? What is it that I want to say? How do I say it? And how am I going to communicate what I'm feeling or what I want to say to the people, to the listener, in a way that it's going, you know, they're going to understand, you know, what it is. There was a time where the music, you know, that I make, you know, like as a rapper or chanter, because I do, you know, rap, Afro pop, reggae, I wasn't always like always conscious and thinking about, okay, how am I going, you know, what is it that I want to say? I just, you know, kind of sometimes say anything and just, oh, this sounds hot and everything like that. And but as I, you know, my creative process kind of evolved, as I just kind of saw and recognized the power of music, the power of words, and how it can affect the listeners. And, you know, I became a lot more particular in what it is that I'm the message that I'm.
We interrupt this programming to bring to you this musical break. Enjoy.
Interior with a culture in dollars, but let me count to Lekuloqua. Hey, belly of the beast, go for it, come here talking. La Bella True, Jolopo, you run your stomach. Y'all think like joking business. Babylon, listen, hellfire on your spirit. And like, why you trembling? This for the gangsters, man. This for the Zogo stand. This for the street children hustling with no hope, man. RBG reloaded. Prophecy, they should acknowledge we need everything stolen from us, plus an apology. Talking reparations and restitutions, but we need to heal from the damage of these institutions. Let's put emotions to the side, this is logic here. RBG still alive, hear me loud and clear. All enemies of progress dropping fear. Now what a sight to the third eye, stop and stare. Word to the wise, this is season of judgment. In other words, make way for the Most High government.
RBG
putting out there in the music.
I think that's so important. I was listening to someone speak the other day, and they were a poet and they were talking about when you do the music or when you're doing the artistry, whatever it is, whether it's spoken word or rapping, that it matters most first that it moves you, right? And then, you know, the people rocking with it is like icing on the cake, right? Thought that was really interesting.
Definitely. And I mean, you know, back to the power of music or poetry, you know, it can be a healing mechanism. You know, so when you say move you, it's like, you know, the energy that you're putting out there with the, you know, the music, you're putting something out there. Is it touching you? Is it healing? Is it something that makes you feel good? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then it's like, yeah, and then you're right. You know, usually if it makes you feel a certain type of way, that feeling can be transposed to the listener.
Absolutely. This is some good stuff. I thank you so much for just you being here and for your wise counsel.
And it's back to you. I thank you for just having the opportunity, you know, to share this on your platform, man. I love the gratitude, you know what I'm saying? And that's, I'm glad you constantly emphasize that, because unfortunately sometimes in the world, you know, gratitude is not always something that people promote or express. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. We're so busy in the hustle and bustle of life, and you know, just so used to this microwave society where it's like, give it to me now and I'm not gonna thank you for it, but you better not give it to me now, because this is the world that we're living in. So to stop and to take a moment to breathe and to just be present and to be like, wow, thank you for this day, thank you for this breath in my lungs, thank you for everything. I think sometimes, and it's not even intentional, sometimes you're just going and going and going and going. You're like, this is what I have to do, this is what everybody else does, you know what I mean?
So, it's very easy to get, you know, locked into that cycle.
Exactly. And I don't think anybody is exempt, including myself. Like, I have to remind myself, like, yo, chill. Things are not that bad. Or even if they are, what can you do right now to elevate your perspective? Because exactly. Because if you cannot change the circumstance, how can you better look at it so that you can get through it? You know?
Completely agree with that.
Absolutely.
And I think that also helps with our mental health. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't said nothing but a word. Come on, let's talk about this mental health business. What you want to say?
I mean, I like to say I'm glad that, you know, mental health in general is getting more, the conversation is growing, it's getting louder. Because it's something that's been often tabooed, you know.
Very much.
Yeah, and as we're talking about mental health more, is allowing people to, you know, feel more comfortable expressing themselves, and then also, you know, just kind of do some much needed internal self-reflection, you know, looking, you know, traumas, you know, what are some things that I've been through or that I've, you know, experienced over time, that how is it affecting me in my day-to-day interactions, the relationships we have on an everyday basis. How's it affecting our lives? Is it a hindrance to us growing to that, getting to that next level of success? Mental health is very important, emotional health, everything.
Absolutely. It is almost as important as your physical health, you know? Your mental health is just as important. I would put them side by side.
More.
Yeah, I would put them side by side, honestly. Mm-hmm. So listeners, if you're listening, make sure you're taking care of that mental, keeping it strong, because we're in some hard times right now.
Definitely. No, I completely agree with it. You know what I mean? Going to 2022, I mean, sometimes you got to take a break from the news, the TV, the radio. Yeah, sometimes, you know, you have to just take a break and stay away from it, because what I learned is that, you know, fear is something that can be used, you know, as a very strong manipulation force. And a lot of the things that are going on, a lot of the things that are affecting us sometimes are like, it's kind of like an illusion. Not to say it doesn't exist, but they're emphasized, they're amplified, you know what I mean? And when you listen to the radio or you're watching TV a lot and it's constantly playing on your fears, this, and you just end up living your life with constant anxiety, and then it gets into your subconscious, even when you're not listening to the TV or not listening to the radio, there's stuff still playing in your head and it's distracting you from what you may need to be focused on.
Absolutely. Fear is crippling to a lot of us, if we allow it to do what it can do.
Mm-hmm. I like the whole acronym, false evidence appearing real, for fear, and the thing is, fear is something that is an emotion. It's real. It exists. But it's like, how do we deal with that? You know what I mean? How do we overcome it? How do we confront it and, not let it cripple us, like you said?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes, for me, I can't speak for anybody else, but it takes prayer to ward away fear, I think, sometimes, because we all know that the maker, fear is not of him. And so it's important to whatever it is you believe in, to really tap and root yourself in whatever it is you believe in, because these times are very difficult, especially right now.
Yep.
But on a more upbeat note, as our time together is getting ready to unwind, I wanted to know, as an artist, what have you learned about your artistry that you can apply to life that you can share with our audience? Like, what have you learned?
What have I learned about my artistry that I can apply to life? You have power to change things. There are times like I've gone on stage and performed, and I've seen people, sometimes laugh, smile. I've seen people, shed tears and things like that. All based on, the emotions, that was put into the music and the artistry, And it's like, sometimes these are people who are complete strangers and everything like that. And when you're making the music, sometimes you don't always know how powerful, you may have an idea, you might move people, but to actually see it, it's like, wow, this is actually moving people. So in life, how that translates is like, sometimes, we go through life and thinking we're just, doing our thing, living our everyday life, Not knowing that there are people who are watching, or not knowing there are people who are affected by our words or our actions and things like that. So my artistry has taught me to be more observant and more conscious, in everyday life. And knowing that the things I do, the things I say, the actions can affect people in any type of way. So it's just taught me to be more conscious. That's one thing that I can say that I've learned from my artist.
Absolutely. Being conscious is so important. And it's I think consciousness comes with a level of self-awareness, and I think it's wonderful. I think when you see somebody, when you meet somebody that is self-aware, you can like pinpoint it out, like this person is somewhat different. So thank you for sharing that. So tell the people, Putu, Brother Putu, Phenom, how they can get in touch with you, how they can stay connected with you, and what is coming down the pipeline that you can share with the people. Let the people know.
For those who are on social media platforms like Instagram. You can find me at Putu Music. That's the @ PUTUMUSIC. That's on Instagram. On social media, I mean on Facebook, you can find me PUTU. That's my artist page on Facebook. If you are somebody who is looking to do an event or program that a community event and would like to you know, book me for an event to perform, speak, you can reach out to me on through email at PUTUGAH@gmail.com. And the reason that, you know, that might be useful to you is that in coming months, I definitely do plan on going on a tour that is going to be a bit unique from, you know, other artists. It's basically going to be a tour that is going to be touching, that's going to be doing music, but we're performing songs, but we're going to be having conversations about the impact of music, particularly hip hop. You know, where every other day we're always hearing about, you know, the rappers getting killed or getting caught up into, you know, a lot of challenges. And I believe it's time for us as a culture, as a people, for us to really really look at the influence that the music is putting out there, how it's affecting our communities, our youth, and everything like that. And I really want to spark that conversation and, you know, challenge fellow artists, you know, in the hip-hop genre, you know, to kind of see how we can tackle and get a grip on these things that are affecting our community. So that's in the musical front. On the international front, you're going to be hearing me speak a lot more about Liberia, West Africa. I've been doing that for years, but it's going to become a bit more, you know, a bit more profound and more, a bit more louder as I push to reconnect the Liberia conversation with Black America and also America in general. Liberia is a country that was established largely with the influence of African Americans, and in recent generations, there has been a very, very big disconnect between Liberia and African Americans, and there are reasons for that. In the same way, there are reasons why, you know, Haiti, you know, has been somewhat has been going through so much over the, you know, over time. You know, I always like to talk about how Liberia and Haiti like have a, you know, very interesting, you know, connection. But I'm going to be talking about that and bringing it home to Black America and America, and I encourage the listeners to look out for that, for those conversations. We're going to get into the reparations. We're going to get into a lot of strong truths that need to be told. So it's going to be exciting.
All right. Listeners, we got a tour coming. We got conversations coming where we're talking about reparation. We're talking about so many things. Putu is going to be talking about a lot of things. So look out for him. Share your. I want to say your Facebook again because you kind of cut out.
Okay.
No, your email. I'm sorry. It's your email.
Okay. The email is PUTUGAH@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, audience. And thank you, Putu, for being a guest.
And thank you so much, Jesse, for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. Y'all check out that RBG Reloaded as well.
RGB Reloaded. I love it. I love it.
For sure. Thanks very much.
All right. Take care.
You too. Take care, listeners.
Thanks for joining us this week on This Life I Live in Truth podcast. Make sure to visit our website, www.thislifeiliveintruth.com, where you can stay connected and subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on any and all platforms, or for you to simply tell a friend. Feel free to also check out our e-course, Finding Your Purpose. Until next time, listeners, cancel the noise and seek the truth that is often found in the light.